The following is a duplicate of Tape 1, Side 2 of an interview with Clara Wong, conducted for the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project.
You were saying something about after baseball.
Oh. Well, that was, you know, well, these are also with our Chinese friends down the block.
And you can never play with any white kids or Mexican kids.
There didn't seem to be any around our neighborhood that I can remember.
And you spoke English with them?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. All English.
But you said before you went to kindergarten that you spoke
the only
Chinese.
Right.
So you must have spoken only Chinese with them.
Well, you were very little.
Well, we were very little. We didn't associate with the neighbors.
Not until we met them in school and played, and then we started playing with them.
I see. Did you witness any unusually Chinese activities around?
Oh, for instance, Chinese New Year's.
Mm-hmm. Was that celebrated at all?
Oh, I think things like when people, I think what I remember.
Or funerals or weddings.
Well, I think babies. I think mainly when they used to pass out eggs. That's one thing I remember. Because there were a lot of babies being born. So often you get a dozen of pink eggs, you know, and a chicken and ginger. That was the custom.
Right. Well, your mom did that?
My mom did that too. And other people would give it to us and give it to other people.
No Chinese news?
Not that much when we were little.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yes, a lot. Mm-hmm. Mother, I think as each year goes by, my mother does a little bit more with these traditions. But when we were growing up, she didn't know anything that much of it.
You never got the good luck money for Chinese New Year's? You know, to think that kind of good.
Yes, I know what you mean. Not when we were little. Yeah, not that much when we were little, but when we grew up, she started doing that. Because I guess when she was having us, you know, all so young, she was too busy for, you know, to, by now she has time to make all these Chinese and some things.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't do that until we were much older. And she got a little freer, but when we were growing up, she didn't do it. It was really hard. She didn't learn how to do a lot of things until we grew up.
And did she have Chinese food?
Yes, we had Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
Rice 3 times a day.
Rice. Did you like Chinese food? Or did you prefer American food?
We didn't know what American food was.
Did you have any at school?
Well, we brought our lunch rope out, so we went home for lunch. As far as food goes, we were just exposed to it at home. We never ate out.
Mm-hmm.
No. I remember having to go to a banquet when I was little, but we didn't enjoy that.
Like where you have to sit properly.
Well, we didn't appreciate the
all
that food.
All of this. Oh,
the fancy.
The food itself.
I see. Yeah. I remember the first time I had spaghetti was, I was in about junior high school, to a friend's house. My mother made spaghetti. That was the first time I ever had it.
That must have been a Caucasian.
No, it was a Chinese friend that, you know, that had older brothers and sisters. And you know, my friend was about my age, and then she had some older brothers and sisters. So they, you know, had knew a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
About the,
No funerals.
Well, I met a cousin of mine passed away. Oh, I was I remember one, my father's uncle passed away. It's very vague. I just remember a parade of cars and a great big picture in one of these open cars.
Did you have to wear a headphone?
No. I guess we were that close.
And you did them burn down? You know, for the dead, the money for the dead when they go to the yonder world to use.
Well, that part I don't remember. Although I remember when we were young, My father used to take us to the cemetery. What, in the springtime? Is that when
I
was
young? Which cemetery?
The Chinese cemetery.
Wait, did he have anybody?
Yeah, I think he probably had some relatives there. And it would, my mother would make food and they would put it in front of that place. They'd leave half of it there for the caretaker, I think, and bring the other half home to eat.
Oh, I see. Did you feel that that was a scary thing to do, to go to a cemetery, or was it more like a picnic?
It didn't bother me a whole lot, except that at that time we had started going to church and to Sunday school, and they would, that day we couldn't go to church, so that part, bothered us a little bit. We couldn't go to work, and we had to go with them to the
It was all on a Sunday?
Mm-hmm. I think they usually said they worked on it.
That's interesting. How about the weddings? Any Chinese weddings?
No, I've never been to a Chinese wedding. A Chinese type wedding. I've been to a Chinese getting married at church.
Even in those days, then the American type of wedding was more popular.
Among the people that I knew, I think there were some that were married in a Chinese style.
Or sometimes both kinds of ceremonies are held.
I think they observe some of the traditions at home, like, the pouring of tea and stuff like that, after the meal. And I wasn't too early.
And when you got married, I presume it was in church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did you witness anything else on the non-American land? Or did you feel that you took a fairly typically American?
Well, I think at home we were very much Chinese. My mother,
did you tell you any stories of from her homeland? Back from the tales from her old county.
She would tell me about
fairy tales.
Oh, fairy tales. We heard some of those from an uncle that used to live with us. He used to tell us these stories.
In Chinese?
Uh-huh. And in Chinese school, we used to hear some of those stories. Mm-hmm. But my parents never told us too much stories. But my mother used to always talk about home, how when she was little, how about going to school, how many girls were. Very few girls in school,
mm-hmm.
and things like that. And I knew about bound feet. They would tell us how my mother was one of
just to scare you.
Well, she was telling us that she's one of the first ones that did not get her feet bound.
How old was she?
She
was born in 1912. Did she say anything about the revolution of 1911?
Mm-hmm. She probably talked about that.
Yeah. Was she from the same county then? And the same queen?
Not the village, no, that.
Not the same village. What was her background?
What village it is?
Her family.
Her father was here in Panama. The canal zone. He was a farmer.
What was he doing there?
He was farming.
Decided to go from China to Panama?
Well, I suppose, some of the Chinese, that they weren't able to go to the United States. Or I think they follow relatives. Maybe he had some relatives there.
She was born?
In China.
Oh, okay.
But, my mother's mother never left China. But see, the father
went back.
Back and see, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seemed to be quite popular back in the early
1900s. Mm-hmm.
I presume your parents felt that it was important for you children to learn Chinese.
Yeah. So they kind of pounded that into our head that we were Chinese. And I think there was a real appreciation of Chinese in their life, love of country. I remember her.
Did they ever say they wanted to go back?
Yes, they always talked about going back. Never did until... never went back to the village until this last year. They always talked about going back and did this. I think they just always were talking about it. I don't think they ever really wanted to go.
I think. Did they say why they wanted to go?
I guess it seems that if they were, they came here to make their fortune, and then one day they wanted to go back.
Because they felt that that was where they came from.
Yes,
where they belonged.
And that, you know, that's the root.
Did you go see any movies where there were Chinese being portrayed?
It sounds, you're talking about that period.
Yes, that's the 30s and the 40s.
I don't remember
how many Charlie Chan
was. I saw those a lot later.
Was that kind of the late 40s?
No, but I saw them later, because I didn't see a whole lot of
things. But up to the, up to 1945, I did see.
No, we were, you know, pretty actually poor, I would say. We didn't spend a whole lot of money and energy. Nor did we really wanted to.
Did you have a camera?
I think my brother was given one when he was a young boy. And it was a box camera.
And that was the first one.
Given one by your father?
No, a relative gave his old one to him.
Then I guess there was one period where my father got interested in the movies and he rented a camera and took some movies. That was in that period too.
Or shortly. Rather unusual.
Yeah, that was. I think they thought it was a kind of an interesting thing. He did that just for a very short period.
Black and white.
Yes.
When I asked you about Chinese school,
mm-hmm.
your parents thought it was important. What about you? Did you think it was important?
I think so. I wanted to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I perhaps didn't learn as much as I would have liked to, but I didn't think. I think my mother was able to get her values into me.
Did they ever talk about sending you back to China to get an education?
No, that part they never did.
Mm-hmm. And you never wanted to do that?
No, I never thought about it.
What about the way people got married? Did you notice when you were young how people met each other?
Well, they only told us how they did it in China, but they never,
around your
neighborhood.
Well, did you know of any same matchmakers, or was it at that time mostly already a free marriage?
I personally didn't know of any, you know. I did hear of, you know, some ladies who always liked to do that, and they were known as here comes so-and-so the matchmaker that day, you know. But I didn't know of any marriages
that were arranged. What about people's attitude toward having sons? Did your father prefer, showed more favor toward his sons than to his daughters?
We never felt it in our family. Mm-hmm. Although I know that, you know, some families that didn't have sons, they keep trying to, you know.
But, were the first five children girls or
women? We were, my brother was after me, and I had a daughter and another son. So we had the two boys who were second and fourth.
Oh,
and the last two were girls.
They prefer to have a lot of children, I think, in those times.
I think so.
Did your parents ever mention anything about interracial marriage? What their attitude?
I think they frowned on it.
And you didn't care one way or another?
Well, I guess they kind of instilled that into my head, too.
Did you know of anybody who...
I think I...
married to someone, and that's one of another.
I did hear of some of that, and they kind of speak, you know, very negatively about it.
Were they ostracized?
I think so. There were some that were.
Were they mostly Chinese women marrying non-Chinese men or vice versa?
Well, there weren't that many for me to remember, but I think both.
Any other things you can remember?
I don't know. It's a very specific question.
No, I basically don't know. You didn't tell me how large was the whole area.
Oh, it's several city blocks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's still there. You know, basically the market hasn't changed.
But it's not predominantly Chinese. It's not so much Chinese owned anymore.
Well, at the time my father was there, it wasn't predominantly Chinese.
There was just Chinese and many Chinese.
There are many Chinese there, but I don't think it was predominantly Chinese.
Yeah, I think during World War II, there were lots of Japanese there, right?
There were Japanese, Chinese, and Jews.
Mm-hmm. Did anyone make comparisons between the Jewish way of doing business and the Chinese way of doing business? When you were small, did you hear anything?
No. Mm-hmm. I never heard of the shrewdness or something.
Did you ever have to wear Chinese clothes when you were growing up?
Several occasions that we had to do with during the war, and they had this benefit, which for China, I think, there were several times we had to wear these Chinese dresses.
Did you get them?
I think my mother had a couple of them made in China and sent over here. And we wore that until we outgrew them, and then she started to borrow some for us to wear.
Did your family actively participate in the China relief effort during the Japanese occupation?
They did, but I don't know how they got so involved. Maybe it was through the market, I'm not sure, but I remember helping them with some of the projects, and some of the relatives were making things to sell or something. I remember doing that. I remember being in the parade when I was young. That was
the one that March Lee was elected queen.
Which March Lee are we talking
March
about?
March Lee.
No, I guess I don't know that one.
You weren't talking about that.
Yeah, I've talked about someone else.
I believe it was 1940. Between 42 and 45.
I guess I wasn't aware of that one. I remember when Madame Chan came in the Hollywood Bowl. We participated in that.
Mm-hmm.
But that one was with the church. There was some that was...
When did she come?
I think it was in the middle of the war, I think.
Which was?
I don't even know what year it was. I must have been in junior high school, so that was...
45?
The war ended in 45.
Yeah, that's right. It did.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
44. Mm-hmm. And then there were some parades in Chinatown, I remember, too, going there. And one time I remember going down to the harbor. It had something to do with a protest. They were selling things to Japan. I remember going down there for some reason. Those kind of things. So I don't know how my parents got involved in those things, because they weren't that active in any organization, but evidently people must have called them to do something.
Yeah, did you have a telephone all the time?
No, we got one quite late. I mean, we didn't have a telephone when we were little.
So how did people get hold of them at home?
I guess they would just take the stint. We thought when our telephone, I was, you know, maybe about 10 or something like that before we got a telephone.
So, how about your father's market? He must
have. Oh, yeah.
Anything else you remember doing? Did you feel that you had a fairly typical childhood? Like, for instance, was your childhood significantly different from that of an American growing up at the same time?
I think different in, you know, our family attitudes and things like that. I think we're not We were each other's family. You know, the things that my mother would talk to us about.
For instance, filial piety.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did she mention anything about Confucius or that kind
of thing? No, nothing deep, nothing scholarly. Actually, she dated expected obedience.
Were there any corporal punishment babies?
Yeah, nothing.
By your father and your mother? Was that common?
I think so. I mean, when you're friends,
so it was a rather strict
upbringing.
This is the end of the duplicate of tape 1, side 2 of the interview with Clara Wong.